and amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praise him, I say, all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praise him, my Savior, all the day long. One more time. This is my story. This is my song. Praise him, my Savior, all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praise him, my Savior, all the day long. Amen. Lord, we thank you for our gathering together today. Say, unto thee shall the gathering of the people be. Here we are your people. We are called by your name. We're asking you, Lord, have your way. Be merciful unto us and minister unto us. Lord, don't pass us by today. Let your host of angels that are here minister to us individually. Bless us together, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I have a special message for you today. Last time I preached, the Lord was ringing it in my spirit. And my notebook, I cannot find it because I have sermons in that I put in notebooks. Probably the notebook is in Nigeria, I don't know. So I have to take time to put it together. It's titled, "The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits, extraordinary things." The people, that is Daniel chapter 11, 32b, the second part of that verse, the people. So we are the people of God. Are you truly the people of God? Are we the people of God? Yes. If truly you are born again, you are one of the people. Do you know in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says the ants are a people. But they are not born again. They are not created in the image and likeness of God. You are born again by the Spirit of God from above. You are the very child and the very son of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Amplified Translation says, "But the people who know their God will be strong and take action or do extraordinary things." The people that do know their God. One thing is to say, I have heard about God. I believe I know God. Do you truly know God? Knowing God, it takes time. Knowing God is more than just reading the Bible. You have to read with understanding and meditate on the word of God. Because if we know God, we will not talk evil of anybody. You bridle your tongue. You ask God to save your tongue. This tongue is so small, but it can cause a lot of trouble. A lot. But when the Lord tame your tongue, you will not use it anyhow. Hallelujah. Now, this is not knowing about God, or you've heard about God. Do you truly know God? God wants us to know him. Be intimate with him. Know him and fellowship with him day in, day out. Even if you are at the place of work, you can still be fellowshipping with God while you are doing your work. The Lord himself will be manifesting, will helping you to do your work effectively. The third thing that he said in that verse, he said, and shall be strong. I want to pause a bit and say, read the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You be strong. The food you eat can give you energy. It cannot make you strong spiritually. You need to eat the word of God to become strong spiritually. Last time I lay emphasis on fasting and praying. It's still a continuation of the message, but I'm not going to stress fasting today. But you cannot neglect fasting. Because Jesus Christ said, when the bridegroom be taken away in those days, they will fast. We are living in those days. Isn't it? Hallelujah. I thank God I was brought up in a church where they teach children how to fast. You break at 12 o'clock with banana, sugar cane, and so on and so forth. Because I was raised up in Aladura Church. I rebelled when I was a teenager. I went to Catholic Church. I became an altar boy until I met with Jesus Christ, late 75. I was still going to Catholic Church with my Bible. But one day I stood up. I said, it is wrong to sell in the church. People turned around and were looking at me. I saw the way they were looking at me. I said, I'm not fit for this place. That was the last day I went to Catholic Church in Holy Cross Cathedral, Mission Road, Benin City. That was my last day there. So I started feeding on the word of God. The word of God will make you strong. The word of God will help you to stand strong. The word of God will put you over in any situation you are facing in life. Don't forget, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. When was the beginning? If there's any beginning, God is the beginning. The world was made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. So if you rely and depend on the word of God, you will not fail. Hallelujah. It's in my heart to tell you today, if you can, you go to Google a name of a lady, evangelist, Fumilayo. Some of you have heard about her before. I want you to Google. Just listen to some messages. Why is it that there are few women in heaven? That is a testimony that is coming. That is paining me. Women, they go to church more than men. How come few? You find out. I don't want to go into those subjects because some of you will not like me when I start talking about what women people go to her. But the people that do know their God, know God. Know God for yourself. Hallelujah. Because if you end up in heaven, it's your gain. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to stress some areas. The last portion there is, and they do exploits. When you think of Elijah, he did exploits. Isn't it? What about Elisha? What about Apostle Paul? What about Peter? What about King David? He did exploits. God wants you to do exploits too. And let me lay a foundation for this. I remember when I was born again, I didn't know much about the word of God, but I tried to read the word of God. King James Version is difficult to understand, but by the grace of God, God started teaching me. I didn't know how to pray. It's still in my memory today, those area. In Oselu area, Baptist Church, and so on and so forth. We're holding fellowship in Iviore Primary School. I said, Lord, teach me how to pray. And I went to the bookshop just to get a book on prayer. There was one little book I found. And the book was titled, How can I pray? See, when you want to pray, don't just rush into prayer. Wait till the presence of God comes and start praying. Prayer is communication. But I was not satisfied. I went back to God. He said, go to the book of Psalms. I started studying how David would pray and other songwriters, how they prayed. And that thing turned my life around. Be prayerful. I saw multitude without number in this church. But we should be ready. Because when we are praying, we are not ready. I'm telling you the truth. We should be ready. You don't want them to come in and go through the door. Come in and go through the door. Multitude without number. Not just black. Both white and black. Multitude without number. They will be coming. Hallelujah. So do exploits. I remember when I was born again, June 6, 1976, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. At this is what primary school, we're holding fellowships there in those days. That is before my wife came into the picture. Then my mother brought a dead duck from the market because she used to sell chicken, dogs, pigeon, and so on and so forth. Do you know what I did? I took the duck and started praying for the duck to come back to life. Do you know nothing happened? Duck did not come back to life. You think I was discouraged? No, I was practicing. If you want to be a surgeon, you have to practice with animal first before you practice with somebody. And even dead people, they bring them from the morgue, you practice with them. That is what I was doing. I was practicing. 1977, came face to face with a dead baby. The baby was brought back to life. Hallelujah. That is doing exploits. If you ask me, how did you pray the prayer? I cannot remember one word. What was in my mind was Elijah. Because Cliff Ogugo was the one I went to see in the house. He was taking me back to my house. We saw a woman around Bobo Stadium. Was crying. He said, woman, what is your problem? He said, my child is sick. He said, by now he should be dead. And then when we went, as we stopped by the Bobo Stadium area, seen no that house, she ran inside. She was crying. He said, the child is dead now. When we got there, Cliff said, you pray. Instead of praying, I started attacking them. I saw Juju, a shrine by the corner. I said, what is that thing doing there? They say, it doesn't do anything. I say, if that thing has power, it should do something about it. They say, it cannot do anything. And you see, all women were in the circle, sitting down. So I collected the child from them. I started praying. Cliff was watching all of them. He said, while you were praying, they were pinching one another. The child was reviving. And the child came back to life. Hallelujah. That is doing exploits. Brethren, you don't need to be afraid. Don't ever put pressure on yourself. Put pressure on the word of God. The Lord says, these signs shall follow them. He didn't say these signs shall follow only the apostles, the prophets, pastors, evangelists. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? These are the signs that are supposed to follow you. In my name, you will cast out devils. You will lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Did he say you will recover them? He said, they shall recover. Your portion is to lay hands. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Leave the rest to the Lord. And the Lord will do it. Hallelujah. Don't start beating yourself. I didn't pray like Brother Augustine. I'm not sure that thing will work. No, it is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because you children, you are going to come face to face with some challenges. Pastor will not be there. Your mama will not be there. Your brother will not be there. Exercise your faith. What God will do in that moment will open door for you to do exploits. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I remember after my father passed away, October 2nd, 1976, I became the father of the house, but I'm not the eldest. My elder brother was in Boston, Massachusetts, but I became their father. You see the other camera, young man, Stephen, When he's sick, he will come to me. Brother, pray for me. I'll lay my hand and pray. I was practicing right from home. Hallelujah. If it is headache, because in those days when my father was alive, when we are sick, you go to him. He will give you codeine. Remember that tablet codeine? Just to remove the pain. If you are sick of malaria, we'll give you quinine. That thing is bitter. But it was no more than I was not in charge. I pray for them. But I was practicing. Hallelujah. See, today, when my mother is sick, my late mother, she will receive right there. I don't know why it works that way, especially my mom. She's always excited to see me. When I lay my hand, you know, something will happen. She's 93 by June. Oh, we're already in July. But of the official thing on my record is 80-something. But she's fragile. She'll be going home very soon. I'll be happy to wave her bye-bye. Hallelujah. I know I will see her over there. My father is already over there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Elijah did exploits. Elisha did exploits. Paul did exploits. Peter did exploits. King David did exploits. You will do exploits too. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not by power. It's not by might. It is by the Spirit of the living God. For me to stand before you, it is by the Spirit of God. Because I was nervous this morning standing to come here. You think because you've been doing it for years, you are a master. No, it's not so. It is by his grace. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So no room for disobedience. When you are running the race, no room for disobedience. Learn how to obey the Lord. Might be inside the plane, might be in your classroom, might be anywhere. I remember this Muslim man I'm working for. I saw him holding his arm. I said, can I pray for you? He said, okay, Augustine, pray for me. I prayed for him. So the following week when he saw me, he said, in what name did you pray for me? I said, in the name of Jesus. I said, did you receive your? He said, no. He said, it became worse. Hallelujah. Became worse. I said, okay, I was asking the Lord, what did I do? So I said, okay, you pray this sinner's prayer after me. A Muslim man, he repeated the prayer. I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me my sins. Be merciful unto me. Come into my heart. I will follow you. Then, let us pray now. We pray right there. The Lord healed him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Another thing again, there was a man in a squaw pig, that is a Hilton there. The first time we met was in 2005. I saw him dragging his waist. He's a bear man. I said, can I pray for you in the name of Jesus? He said, okay, please pray for me. I prayed for him. He didn't say anything. Till just a few months ago, he said, I don't know what this man did to me that year. 2005. That pain left. Till now, I'm okay. I was telling some people from Canada. I said, this is a good man. And the Canadian said, we don't see common people like you anymore. Take extra money. We want you to continue doing what you are doing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, don't be afraid. Just obey the Lord, and the Lord will do the rest. Amen. Remember, Balaam disobeyed God. It cost him his life. Moses made sure that they would take him out. What about Samson? The same thing. He disobeyed the Lord. The secret that was in his life, not supposed to tell anybody, but he gave the secret away. It cost him his eyes and cost him his life. What about King Saul? He was a king, but he disobeyed the Lord. After killing the Amalekites, I brought some livestock back to sacrifice unto God. But he lost the kingdom because he disobeyed the Lord. And so on and so forth. Let's stress something about Elijah. Elijah wanted God to burned a sacrifice. After setting up the altar, he made sure that he soaked it with water. Do you think God was afraid? No. God is looking for such people, stubborn in faith. For your faith to become very stubborn, feed on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Say the word of God over and over again. If you read the book of Psalms aloud, a time will come when you'll be vibrating with the anointing of God. It will energize you. Because the word of God is quick and powerful. When Elijah did that, a time came. He said, let him that answered by fire be God. He said, it's well spoken. Because those false prophets couldn't do anything. Give them time, right from morning to 3 p.m. They couldn't do nothing. And God came down with fire and licked up everything. That is doing exploits. I remember a story of a young man in those days in the 70s. They went out for outreach. When you go out for a crusade. Then a medicine man, native doctor, came with a goat and with a concussion. And he said, today, we know power past power. If your God can do this, I will give my life to Jesus. And the brothers, some brothers ran around and started praying. One of them said, no, this is not the time of prayer. This is time for action. He said, give me the concussion. Because he gave it the goat died immediately. He drank it, nothing happened to that brother. That is how the medicine man gave his life to Jesus. Hallelujah. I know some of you will say, me, I'm not going to do that too. Hallelujah. There was a brother who was kidnapped by some friends. They wanted to get rid of him. He said, we want you to settle an issue for us. They took him somewhere, not knowing they want to kill him. Do you know what happened? They brought some medicine and put it in a bottle of beer. You look at all four of us, you cannot do us anything. Unless you drink this, we'll just leave you alone. You drink it. He prayed over it and drank it. They started confessing, exposing the secrets, why they decided to do that. Thank God, God turned things around for that brother. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The same way the Lord will turn things around for you. Hallelujah. You come face to face with death, don't be afraid of death. Be afraid of God. Only fear God, and God will deliver you. God will save you. God will turn things around. Blessed be the name of Jesus. There's a story about a young prophet and the old prophet. 1 Kings chapter 13. I won't take time to go there and read for you today. But the Lord told that young man what to do. When you do them, don't go back that way. Don't eat in that place. And he did wondrously, did exploits. What happened? There was an old prophet. The children were there, and they saw what that young man did. They went home and told their dad. Their dad said, is that really true? Where did he go? And the old man said, saddle me the axe. And he looked for him and found him under an oak tree. And said, are you that young man, young prophet, that did so and so? He said, yes. He said, I want you to come with me to my house. Because an angel of the Lord appeared to me and said, you should come to my house, eat and drink and so on and so forth. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. The Lord said, I should not do that. But he said, I'm a prophet like you. The angel appeared to me. He just lied to him. And he went with the old prophet. Let me tell you something. There are some things you don't need to voice out. When Lord tell you, it's between you and God. Until he gives you permission to say it, don't say it. I remember, yes, in the 90s, the Lord told me some things. The way some brethren were behaving. It was my own. When I opened my mouth to say, I heard a sound. Not to say nothing. So I have to seal up my mouth. Because there are some things the Lord will tell you, it's not for everybody, it's just for you. Keep it just for you to be wise. So be wise. That prophet said it to the old prophet. The old prophet said, no, the angel appeared to me, said, you should go with me. And he went. What happened? He ate and he drank. While he was still eating, the old prophet prophesied on him. Because you disobeyed the Lord, you are going to die. The lion will kill you. And I realized what happened. They put him on an axe and he went. The lion found him and killed him. The lion did not eat him. It did not eat the ass. The lion was by the dead body and he was there. The old prophet later found him. He said, because you disobey God. That's what will happen. And that is what happened to him. Brethren, the Lord has called us to a greater work. And this work, we need the grace of God to do it. We need the Spirit of God to do it. We need the Word of God to do it. We need boldness, courage, confidence to do it. Education is good. I went to Dallas. Last Sunday, I was in Dallas. I introduced a friend of mine. His name is Pastor Raymond Noname. And he came in contact with Pastor Kim from South Korea. Maybe you've read his book. I will encourage you to go to that website. It's called spiritlessons.com. There's a book there you can read free or you can buy. It's called Baptized with Blazing Fire. This man has gone to hell several times. Hell is real. Heaven is real. Has gone to heaven until he told the Lord, I don't want to go to hell anymore. The Lord told him, say, well, you are gaining more experience and power. He said, no, your word did not say so. I'm not going to hell. And the Lord started taking Kim's wife to hell. And there was a brother in the church who did not believe. He thought they were just faking it. And the Lord now switched to that brother. That one goes to hell often. My brothers and sisters, hell is real. Run from anything that will take you to hell. Because over there is forever. You are not going to have picnic. When you are there, God will not say, you've been here for 10 years now. Okay, let me let you have some break. Hell is real. Please, no matter what is happening in the world, don't go by the things of the world. Love God with all your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. Don't lean on your own understanding. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Let's go to Epistle of John. This is what the Bible says. He said, young men, I've written unto you. First of all, let's see what it says here. Verse 4 of 2 John, little John. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that seeth, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. We have to walk like Jesus. Be imitators of God, according to Ephesians chapter 6. Amplified translation says, be ye followers of God. You know, Paul, that is what Paul says. In the Amplified translation says, be ye imitators. So we imitate him. Verse 7, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word of God which you have heard from the beginning. And again, a new commandment I write unto you. Yes, which thing is true, and in him, in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. The true light is shining even now. Let's go to verse 13 and 14. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. Why? And the word of God abideth in you. I want you to mark that one in your Bible. The word of God abideth in you. The word of God will make you strong. He said, and you have overcome the wicked one. The word of God will enable you to overcome the wicked one. If you go to the other verses, verse 15, 16 and 17, 15 in particular, it says, love not the world. Brethren, we are in this world. We are not of this world. When God says, love not the world, don't love the world. Why? Because the world will pass away. And all the lust and everything, they will pass away. The flashing cars, the aeroplanes, all of them, they will pass away. But the word of God will not pass away unfulfilled. Love not the world. Love the word of God above everything. Don't forget, anything you put above God is already God to you. Might be sports. Before I left home, they were playing World Cup. And some people will not go to church today because of World Cup. That is God to them. Some people will not go to church because of basketball, your team, they are playing. That thing is already God. It's controlling you. We should love God above everything because those things, they will pass away. The word of God will not pass away unfulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Remember Moses. So for God face to face, spoke to God face to face, but he did not enter into the promised land because of disobedience. The Lord said, speak to the rock. He smote the rock twice because of anger. What happened? God said, because you not sanctify me before the Israelites, just view the place from the mountain, but you are not going to enter. He didn't enter. But thank God, he's in heaven. But I wanted to see some things that God told Joshua. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua was trained by Moses. He was the one caring for Moses. But after Moses left the scene, Joshua became the next person. But remember what God told Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. See what he says here. In verse 6, he said, be strong and be courageous. The same thing the Lord is saying to us, be strong and be courageous. Why was he repeating himself? Because he saw what Moses did and he knows fully well Joshua is going to face even worse things ahead of him. Can you imagine taking millions of people, maybe 3 million, and there was no faucet to drink water. And it was a desert, dried up rivers here and there. And you need to feed them. There were no 5-star hotel. And Joshua was the one who was not caring for them. That is not easy. That's why God told him, be strong and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. The same thing the Lord is telling you. Now, some of you are raising up your children. See, the way you raise up Andrew, that is not the way you raise up Matthew. One can have a strong will. The one with a strong will, you have to ask God to give you wisdom how to handle that one. Because at times, you end up putting yourself into trouble because that one, strong will, when he says no, he will put his foot down, he's not going to obey you. And the other ones will be watching. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You just got to trust God. I need to hurry. Now, the Lord told Joshua to be strong. The Lord is saying to us, be strong. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. Brethren, be strong and be courageous. Amen. For crises are ahead of us. We can see, even a few days ago, people were roasted alive on the freeway. And a friend of mine in Germany sent me a truckload of human beings. It was mass grave burial they did for them because of Islam. Be strong and be courageous. Amen. Hallelujah. The end is going to be glorious. But let us not disobey God. Because Joshua and Caleb, they obeyed the Lord, they enter into the promised land. Let me try and bring this to a close. Now, if you go to Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 12 and 13, say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, because I go unto my Father. That is to you. If you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, those things that Jesus Christ did, you will do also. It's a greater works, because I'm going back to where I came from. And the Father will be glorified in the Son. The Lord will be glorified again on earth. Everywhere we go, he will be glorified. Don't be afraid. Then verse chapter 16 of St. John, verse 7, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for me to go away. For if I go not away, the comforter, the paraclete, will not come. That is a comforter, the Holy Spirit. If Jesus Christ was still here physically, the Holy Spirit would not be here. But he has gone. Jesus Christ has gone back to heaven. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is your standby. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. The Holy Spirit is your strengthener. The Holy Spirit is the one that will lead you to God's truth and bring it to God's reality. Depend on the Holy Spirit. What the pastors come to do is to give you appetizer and to show you some things, and that you rise up and begin to pursue the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a way, is a truth, is a life. No man will come unto the Father. Church cannot save anybody. It's Jesus Christ only. There's a book. If you can find it, read it. I went to worry. I was in the meeting. A man of God from America said, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ, his eyes was red. He said, if you want to know the mystery behind Mystery Babylon, go and read this book, To Babylon, by Alexander Hollis. I'm not sure it's still in the market. You might still find it in the Amazon. There are a lot of atrocities there. Please, don't play religion. Religion cannot take you to heaven. It's relationship. Relationship with God. Religion has been failing and it will continue to fail. The Bible didn't say, for God so loved the world and gave us religion. Is that what he said? Gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But some are promoting religion. Check the Bible. Jesus Christ did not lay emphasis on religion. He said, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The emphasis is on life. Jesus Christ came to give us life, not religion. Life. Life. Abundant life. That is what he has given unto you. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. See, the Holy Spirit will take you to this reality. Brethren, we need to go back to prayers. Pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18:1. Don't say you prayed last week. You don't need to. Spend time praying. I was trying to give you a testimony about Pastor Kim from South Korea. He said when they started, they were too poor. Very poor. They cannot even feed themselves. The wife came down with tuberculosis. They were holding church on the basement. And he told the Lord, he said, Lord, those people, they don't want another church. Bring them. He said, until trouble started. People started coming from everywhere. The one they don't want another church, he started coming. Then he was there. He said, how come you? He said, God asked me to come. That's why I'm here. He said, one was really troublesome. He was a gang leader before. And the God turned the young man's life around. You see, another thing that did happen, the Holy Spirit started moving. God started opening their eyes. The 5-year-old daughter was the one God opened her eyes first. They saw angels and they saw evil spirits. They come, they were harassing them. The evil spirit will say, what is the problem with you, 5-year-old? What is the problem in your life? How come you are praying in this manner? They wanted her to stop praying prayers. And they continue to pray. Do you know today, in that place, people come to them from all over the place. And he gave us a testimony. He said it was 9 of them who were praying that they should go to Israel. But they don't have money, they don't have passport, they don't have nothing. The Lord told one rich woman about this group of people. And the woman gave them passport, did prepare passport. When others heard that these people were going to Israel, they will put place in a 5-star hotel. All these things came to manifestation through prayers. Then other 20 wanted to go. The pastor said, you people should pray. Do you know why they were praying? The Lord spoke to that woman. He came and made passport for those 20. And bought clothes for them. Buses that they would travel with. If God did it for that man of God, he would do it for us. Amen? Are we still here? The Lord will do it for us. What was the secret? It was prayers. He said they pray for hours. And continue to pray. And the Lord started turning things around. Prayer is not too much, brethren. We need to pray. We need to pray. Hallelujah. Since I came back, my prayer life has changed. I give you a testimony. I've been harassed by principality. Some people, you think when you say principality, all those are fallen angels. They are human beings who are principalities. They harass me, they torment me. But since I've been praying some kinds of prayer now, the thing ceased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was wondering, why would the Lord allow this thing to be happening? Because I was sleeping. There's what God has called me to, I'm not doing it. I remember after I recovered from stroke, our pastor appeared to me. I know it wasn't Pastor Yato. It was the Lord. He said, are you going to full time now? The Lord want me to go into full time ministry. I'm not called to be a shofar. I'm called to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. Do you know who I'm dragging my feet? Because the cares of this life, how will I pay my bills? How will I pay this? How will I take care of my wife? That is why. And the Lord allowed those things to be happening, to wake me up. So my encouragement to each and every one of us today is, be strong and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. Raising up your children, you need to be strong and be courageous. Working with some workers that are difficult to work with, be strong and be courageous. And be praying in tongues, silently, where you walk. You know they are difficult people. Do you know God will start honoring your prayers? Even without uttering anything, they say, why are you praying? And you did not say anything. They can sense something spiritual going on. Be strong and be courageous. You are born to win. You are an overcomer. Amen. The Bible says you will tread upon serpents and scorpions. Over all, it didn't say some. Over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt you. That is a promise of God unto you. Brethren, be strong and be courageous. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. By the grace of God, some in the near future, I will talk about how evil spirits come. How they enter people's body. I've given a teaching like that. I believe it's still in the website. And they are still doing it. Brethren, please, let us be serious. Take your race seriously. Because the time is very short. Jesus is coming very soon. Let us stand up and pray. Don't be discouraged. If you pray today, nothing happened, continue to pray. A time will come to become a lifestyle. To be a part of you. To do wonders. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. It was like a joke in those days in the 70s. Going from place to place. We stop the rain. There will be no rain for. But we see the flood coming to the crusade ground. You are the same one that did it those days. You can do it again. Father, we pray, Lord, that each and every one of us will wake up from slumber. Because the time is short. You are coming very soon. You say, people will come from Mount Zion to judge Mount Ephraim. And the kingdom shall be of the Lord. We are the saviors, according to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. Saviors coming from Mount Zion to judge Mount of Esau. Lord, help us to be true saviors. Because there in your word is plural. Saviors. We are anointed by the same spirit of Christ. Help us, Lord, to do exploits. Help us, O God, to possess our possession and to possess the enemy gates. Lord, that all this harassment will be a thing of the past. They will be under our feet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for these young ones in the schools who are being harassed because of their faith. Father, help them to remain strong. Help them to overcome. Help them, Lord, to say the right thing. Open their eyes to see the problem that is facing their friend so that they can speak into the life of those ones and things will turn around for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory be unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.